Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be. And 6:32 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan. New York City.
Third down and 10 at the 13. Drops back, arches a pass down the near side. Broken up at the 5-yard line. Beautifully timed by Roby Coleman in the secondary on a pass down the near sideline. They were looking for Tommy Lee Lewis, and it's an incompletion with a collision literally at the time the ball was coming right between the two combatants down the near sideline at about the 5. No flag, incomplete, and the field goal unit has taken the field for New Orleans, and the boos are cascading down here at the Superdome.
And the boos should be cascading down. I'm not sure what Roby Coleman was doing right there. They threw the pass. The receiver standing there, and he went and hit him before the ball even got there, but it wasn't even playing the football, just playing the receiver. That should have been a flag, Kevin.
I didn't play the ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story. But since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like, oh.
Got Tommy Lee Lewis in the backfield as they take the shotgun snap. Breeze is going to throw right side. It is Lewis, and he's decked as the ball arrives. No penalty marker. Mikel Roby Coleman got there early, but they'll keep it in their pockets, and they'll let the players decide. That could have and maybe should have been pass interference, and if so, it's effectively game over.
Came to the sideline, looked at the football gods, like, thank you. Got away with one tonight, you know? It is what it is.
Third down and 10, Breeze from the gun, takes a snap, goes to the near side, hit early! Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow, not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge it. I mean, he doesn't even look for the ball.
Mikel Roby Coleman.
That's the second time Mikel Roby Coleman has gotten away with a play like that.
He is 4 yards before the ball is there.
Obviously, it's a disappointing way to lose a game. It's frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays. It's a game-changing call.
Sean Payton right there. And you could tell from the three versions, Westwood One and the two local announcers, which of the three belonged to the Kansas City broadcast booth. The no-call robbery. Time now to review the unreviewable. And make pass interference reviewable. So, who might be more hated? The Golden State Warriors or the New England Patriots? Tom Brady, before the game, was checking out the field. And millions of fans had to be thinking and saying out loud, hide the footballs. The best spike of Championship Sunday? Belichick. Throwing down his iPad on that illegal pick not called. Here's the good news. We won't have to go through Super Bowl Sunday with that insensitive and annoying drone known as the Tomahawk Chop. Here's everybody's wish who happens to be a fan of the National Football League. Hire and train a whole new officiating crew. I have a dream today that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all NFL officials are created equally bad. I have a dream today that one day we'll be able to talk more about the players, more about the games they play, instead of those who throw nothing but red flags. I have a dream today that one day the NFL will make pass interference reviewable. I have a dream today. Well, silly me, dream on. Even if you're a dream weaver, even if you're a daydream believer, it ain't happening. Not for a Saints team that did more to hurt itself than the officials. Settling for field goals in the red zone, the New Orleans Saints at home, NFC title game, settling for field goals. A drop in the end zone, did we see? Bad use of the clock after that 43-yarder to Ted Ginn, falling for the fake punt. And still, with all of this, if the obvious assault with both pass interference and helmet-to-helmet had been called, the Halos win. And, let me put it to you this way. And who, you would wonder, would you have? I mean, it didn't make any sense when you saw Taysom Hill at quarterback down on the goal line, down on the bayou. What was that all about? A little bit of, how you say, creativity? I didn't, come on already. You have to have Breeze down there in the NFC title game. And Taysom Hill was in for two plays. That one day, I have a dream that one day, D Ford is where he should be. And that Brady interception would stand. I have a dream today. That roughing the passer does not mean leaning over a blocker and having your hand touch the quarterback. I have a dream today that when any Patriot calls heads, it's tails. I have a dream today that the next time Mahomes sees a wide open Damian Williams in the end zone, he delivers the goods. I have a dream today. That one day it's conclusive that Julian Edelman muffs a punt and Sorensen of Kansas City for his fourth and one stop and his pick of Brady is more the story than Brady converting on those three consecutive third downs in overtime. We really needed to see more of Brady throwing interceptions in the end zone as he did in the second quarter at 7-0, and we needed to see Kansas City with more than 32 total yards in the first half. Remember that Week 9 game between the Rams and Saints? What was it, 45-35? All those touchdowns turned into four punts, three field goals, and two touchdowns in a 13-10 first half on Sunday. So now, Hollywood, with or without Gurley, who just said he wasn't there, he was sorry, said Gurley after the game, but now you have Hollywood, with or without Gurley, may or may not go for it on fourth and one from the one trailing by three. That from a Sean McVay, very surprising, but not as surprising, even shocking, the no-call robbery. And changes are going to have to be made, and maybe they will be made, to make the non-reviewable reviewable, and that, of course, is pass interference. Maybe the final 2 minutes of the first half, maybe the final, and certainly the final 2 minutes of the game. So We'll see what the NFL does. The NFL apologized, as you know, to Sean Payton. But the bottom line is a little bit too late. And yes, the commissioner, there is a rule on the books that could have a replay of where the incident, where the infraction that wasn't called, they could technically, although you know it's not ever going to happen in our lifetime, replay the game from where the foul was committed that wasn't called. In the meantime, we'll be taking your calls, and Mike Florio will be taking his call as well. He'll be with us at about 7:20. He with ProFootballTalk.com and NBC. And, of course, by the way, Carmelo Anthony and Sonny Gray on the move.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.